Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. I'm reporting this week from San Diego, California, getting ready to hop on a plane back to the 701 after a few days of meetings here at the Cattle Industry Summer Business Conference. The conference is the mid-year meeting for the American National Cattlewomen, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the Federation of State Beef Councils, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And the North Dakota Stockmen's Association sends representatives each year to take part in the policy sessions and to bring North Dakota voices to these industry conversations. The week recapped a lot of positive developments for the cattle industry, including last week's wins in the reconciliation bill. Among them, meaningful permanent tax provisions, supportive to small family businesses like our farms and ranches, and critical for the smooth generational transitions of these businesses. This week, we learned more about the bill's ag provisions, which included the North Dakota Stockmen's Association's top farm bill priorities. Among those, a multi-pronged animal health and surveillance package that includes a funding recharge for the critical foot and mouth disease vaccine bank, as well as disaster relief program enhancements that recognize the value of lost unborn calves in the livestock indemnity program, provide more flexibility and responsiveness during drought in the livestock forage program, and account for the predation of livestock by some federally protected species. Randy Block of Cattle Facts gave a market outlook presentation, and his message was almost universally positive, citing the best beef demand in 40 years and the record profitability that has gone hand-in-hand with it. He indicated that the industry is starting to see some additional heifer retention now, but it appears to be a slow expansion, and there is a continued expectation of strong markets across the classes. Still, Block expects more volatility in the market and more volatile swings. The new world screwworm was a big topic of conversation here at the meetings in San Diego, particularly as the pest has inched its way northward into Mexico. The parasitic fly has not found its way into the United States, and the industry is working vigilantly to keep it that way, due to its potential impact on animal health and well-being and the economy. The organization is supportive of U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins' five-pronged screwworm plan, including sterile fly releases, and yesterday's announcement to reclose the southern border due to a new discovery in Veracruz, Mexico. A key part of USDA's strategy for protecting American agriculture is continually monitoring conditions on the ground and balancing the economic needs of the U.S. cattle producers while protecting the overall U.S. cattle herd. You can read more highlights from the summer business meeting here in San Diego in the August North Dakota Stockman magazine. For 96 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving the beef industry in the state. To learn more or to join the team, call us at 223-2522 or visit ndstockman.org. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a great Thursday.